Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. This is Pam Drennan, and this is the Cosmic Contact Show coming to you from the RBR Network. We're glad to have you joining us this evening for this cosmic journey that we're getting ready to take. We are located out of Memphis, Tennessee. I am talking to you from Redmond, Washington. And I want you all to remember that song that just played, Ain't No Mountain High Enough, that will keep me from getting to you. And just know that you'll always feel that way when you're calling into our show. That song is the song that my sister and I, that she made her transition in 2010. And that was a song that I said that I would play, or when I heard it, that I would know that she was letting me know that she's around. And so I like to play it for her once a week so she knows that I'm thinking about her too, which I always do anyway. So anyway, so you know why I got that song up there, but that was a very special song for both of us. Well, I want everyone to know that we have an exciting guest this evening. You're just going to love Tracy Williams. She did a reading for me not too long ago. I was just blown away with it. It was so right on, and she's so good, and she's so smart, and she has some great things to share. But before I get into talking about Tracy, I want everyone to know that they can access this show easily by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/Renford. And this is live, or you can be going afterwards into the archives, which is the on-demand section, when this show finishes. Now, if you're not online or you have someone who wants to hear the show, you can call in to 347-838-9142. And if you want to ask a question, you have to call the same number, 347-838-9142. And then Annie, our moderator, will get you in. And also, thinking about what your question is tonight and what do you really want to ask, and get specific with it, and so you know what you want to talk to Tracy about. But anyway, before I bring Tracy in, I want to tell you a little bit more about the RBR Network that I am a part of and have been a part of for 4 years. We are international. We go to 43 different countries, or maybe even more as far as I know. But anyway, the Cosmic Contact Show is the first show that comes on Monday. That's us, me, and I'm the host, and then we have Annie as my moderator. She's been with me for 4 years. Just what a trooper. I mean, this is a weekly show, so we really have to stay on top of it. But it's been very rewarding for both of us because of all the great people that we've had on the show, the great people that we've got to share with you all. So always check into our show and listen to what we have. Also, after my show on Tuesday, we have the I Am Well show, and that's at 8 p.m. All this is Central Standard Time. The Night Search show is at 9:30 p.m. on Tuesday. Wednesday is the No Show at 7 p.m. And then the Laws of Material Wealth Personal Development Program, these are all live shows, and that's at 8:30 p.m. Thursday is the Progressive News Weekly show, and that's at 5:30 p.m. That is out of New York. Friday is the Searchers Roadmap show, and that's at 1 p.m. The Dream Vision 7 show is at 3 p.m. That's Deborah Bouvet from Boston. Saturday is Soultown, The Sound of Music. That's at 3 p.m. And then Sunday is the Dream Vision 7 show, and that's at 3 p.m. from Boston. So you know we've got a lot of great people on the network, and there's something all week long. You need to check it out. We have great speakers that come in here. We want wonderful guests. And, of course, I always have the best because that's what I find. And I get the most wonderful authentic readers, as I call them. But there's not just readers. They do all kinds of things. But anyway, I want to tell you a little bit about our guest tonight and about Tracy Williams. She is truly an amazing intuitive reader and energy healer. And she just tunes right in to what's going on with you. And Chelsea uses cards, but they're not cards like I've ever seen before because they're wonderful and she was right on. She did this great reading for me, like I said the other day, and gave me some wonderful information about some things that I was dealing with that, you know, was kind of bothering me. And, of course, I listened to her and did just what she told me to. So I'm really expecting great results now. Anyway, Tracy gives superb insight to life's problems, and she can get answers to you really quickly to your questions, and she can help you on your journey to healing. Her business is Dream Yourself Awake. So that's an interesting name, catchy. She offers individualized energetic balancing sessions using polarity and healing touch techniques, as well as dream sessions. Tracy is a level one dream teacher with the Robert Moss School of Dreaming. Tracy enjoys being able to help people in a non-traditional way by offering complementary alternative medicine modalities in her practice. And if you want to reach Tracy after the show, you can go to her website or to her email, which is www.onewithallbeings.com or at gmail.com. Her phone number is 907-306-8315. That's 907-306-8315. Okay, let me bring Tracy in now. Hi, Tracy.
Hi, how are you?
Well, great. We're so excited to have you on this evening.
Well, I'm absolutely excited to be here. It's this is a great opportunity to come on and talk about what it is that I do. Thank you so much for that.
Well, that's why we have you here. We want to hear everything that you do. Now, Tracy,
okay.
when you do your work, when you know people come to see you and they sit down from you, across from you, and you're talking to them, tell us a little bit what you do. How do you tune in? And I know you use cards and things, but you're very intuitive. And you might talk about how this first began when you knew you had this intuitive ability and when it began and how did you develop it and, you know, how long you've been doing it and just what would you like to share about that?
Sure, absolutely. So I actually started to see things and know things about people in childhood, and actually as a very vivid dreamer as well, sometimes dreaming future dreams and having them, you know, happen on occasion when I was young. And that just really had stuck with me. I started reading cards for myself and for family members when I was about 16 or 17 years old. And then I've been reading professionally in shops or, you know, through my business for about 10 years as well. And so I read by intention. So what I'm asking for when my clients sit down in front of me is to have an intention for what they want to know about the reading or what information they'd like to receive. And if people don't have a specific thing that's going on with them, well, then we start with, okay, well, let's see what the messages are right now, and we make that our intention. And I do that because I think it really helps to focus the energy. So I can, you know, key in and read people cold, but I don't like to do that because I don't think it always gives people the best, from my perspective and the way that I read for people, it doesn't always give people the best answers and the best messages for them. So I ask them to have an intention when we start with the reading. And the next thing that I do is that I'm looking at their energy field while they're choosing the cards. So I've asked them to have an intention, to tell me what the intention is so I know what it is that we're working on so we can both hold that intention. And then to ask them to only pull three cards. And so while they're pulling those cards, I'm connecting with their energy field. So I'm getting the emotion of them, maybe some visual about their energetic field. And I'm also connecting with their spirit guide group because each one of us has our own very own team, especially of spirit guides that we keep throughout our lives. It's very rare for them to change. And most adults have between 4 and 6 spirit guides. So I'm asking for them to step forward, but I'm also looking at how, where the spirit guides are and how it is that they're presenting with that person. How are they helping hold the energy? Is the energy moving forward? Does it look like there's some blocks with the energy? And then asking one particular spirit guide to step forward as a spokesperson. So that is the person that I'm asking questions of throughout the reading, even though we're also seeing information coming from the cards. Now, the way that energy works with the cards is that, or even with any intention, is that I'm just an extension of reading or helping interpret whatever it is that my client has put down on the table. So really, the cards, the way that they fall, it's all coming from whatever it is that my client has intended.
Okay.
So
I get that completely. Okay. Well, tell me, tell us some about your business, Dream Yourself Away. Mm-hmm. Why did you name your business that? And I know you're into dreaming, so share some of that so people will know what you do on that spectrum of your healings.
Absolutely. So Dream Yourself Awake came from actually one of my big hobbies, and one of the things that I like to teach is about dreaming. I actually was able to complete 3 levels of dream teacher training with Robert Moss and also his Imaginal Healing Seminar, which was wonderfully fantastic. If you ever get a chance to take a weekend workshop even with Robert Moss, he does teach in Duval, Washington here a couple times a year. That would be fantastic. But so what we do with dreaming is that we are looking for ways for us to, by taking our dreams that we've had, by creating our own dream symbols and symbology. And so when I started the business, I knew that I wanted one of my main focuses to be dreaming and the other one to be reading for people. And then also offering both of those things are also, I would consider them part of the energetic balancing or energy work, part of those modalities that just work a little bit differently. And so with dreaming, what we're doing when we maybe hold a dream circle is we're taking any dream from any point in our lives and we are processing it to find out more information about that dream. So we're looking to find out, we're kind of treating it like it's a story, is what was the title of the dream? Was there an intention? Did somebody set an intention the night before the dream? Like, I want to know more information about my health, or I want to know more information about this job decision that I have to make. Was there an intention like that before the dream? And then we want to know what the feeling of the dream was when the person woke up. You know, so many people have, you know, dreams that they would consider nightmares or things like that, but what was really the feeling of the dream? Was somebody really terrified in the dream or were they not? Because that makes a difference as to what the dream might really be about for the dreamer. Then we want to know a few other things about whether or not they saw anything that could happen in the future. Could the dream play out in the future? Is there anything they recognized from the dream at all? Were they themselves in the dream? Were they another person? Were they the observer? Were they an active participant in the dream? Do they recognize anybody at all in that dream? And as we move forward with the process, now that those things have been identified, we want to know what the dreamer wants to know more about the dream. Then we do a little bit of a round robin with all the people that have listened to the dream, and they give the dreamer an if it were my dream. So see, the dream always belongs to the dreamer. So no one's going to say, okay, well, I listened to your dream, but it means this. And we really try not to do that. That's actually completely out of the question. So what we want to do as people who have listened to the dream is give our feedback from our perspective. So if I had dreamt that dream, what would it mean to me? And so everyone gets a chance to go around and do that. And the dreamer gets to take the best part of all of those things that resonated with them away from the experience, but also make an action plan with those things. What are we going to do to honor the dream? You know, what are some things that we can do to honor the message that we received in the dream? And then is there maybe a way to get more information from that dream even than what we have gotten through doing this process? And that process itself is called Lightning Dream Work. It's meant to be an 8-minute process that's done at the breakfast table in the morning or at any time during the day, and we can even run that process ourselves without having other participants with us. But so that's where the Dream Yourself Awake came from. There's so many things that we can do based on intention and synchronicity with the messages that we already receive when we're sleeping. There's just so much there. It's such a wealth of knowledge that, you know, we can receive messages from other people, from people that have passed. We can actually dream together. Some of us can dream together in a group. That can be our intention. It's actually a technique that we can use to all of us travel to one place as a set place the night before a dream to make that intention to travel together and wake up together in the morning and say, okay, well, what did you see? did you see me? Was I there? You know, these can be really powerful things, but they're also really powerful in the way that they allow us to become empowered about what we're dreaming. You know, we actually do have the ability to receive information, all of us, every single one of us, whether we've been trained in psychic or not, to receive this information because it's coming to us. You know, some of it processed through from what's happened to us throughout the day, and some of it's coming from spirit, and all of it is us. It is innately us. It's the core of who we are. And so dream yourself awake. You know, there's waking dreams and there's sleep dreams, and they're all real. There's no imaginary reality necessarily. We do a lot of play with imagination. And so this is one of the things that we ask people to do if they're not remembering dreams or they're having a hard time recalling dreams, is to create a story. To create a story, and then when they create that story and they tell the story, then we process that story the same way that we would a sleep dream. And that can really help bring out some things about what they were feeling about the day, or maybe some things they've been working and processing that were underneath or the undercurrent of what's been going on with them. So in this way, we can use dreaming to really wake ourselves up to all of the possibilities, all the opportunities that we have through the universe, through energy, through synchronicity, through our connection to higher power, to spirit. Some of the other things that we do, I dream yourself awake, and I say we, because my husband helps me a little bit with that. He's sort of a little bit of an assistant teacher. He's training to be an herbalist at the moment, so we don't offer any herbal remedies at the moment either. But he does help out with classes and things. Is that we teach locally in the community with a group called Holistic Wellness Tranquility Linwood, and we have offered there a class on tarot reading, you know, beginning tarot for people. We have offered a class on beginning energetics for people. So people who have had no experience with some of the major modalities like Reiki or healing touch or polarity could come in and learn about the energetic field and what chakras are and things like that. I also do a specific type of Akashic record reading called Soul Realignment. That reading is trademarked by Andrea Hess. And that is a way for us to go back and access people's records. So their Akashic record, their soul record. We can go back and access those records, looking specifically for information about who they are at soul level, but also looking for blocks and restrictions that might be affecting their lives currently that are ready to be cleared. So karma that's completed, but maybe still hanging on, contracts that are completed that need to be released, all sorts of things like that we can go through the Akashic record for that particular person and find those things so that they can be cleared, and that can help people really move forward as well.
Wow. Well, that is a lot. And, you know, you're the second person or maybe third person that has said that they did the Akashic record readings. I think that is just totally amazing. And it sounds like, though, it's something like you just don't blah, 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 blah. You have to tune in, I guess, in a certain way or find a way to know you are connecting to that person's Akashic records. And again, what is it the Akashic record is all about for each of us? What is that? What's that mean? How did that come about? How'd they figure that out?
It's, you know, to tell you the truth, I'm not really sure of the entire exact history of Akashic records. We started hearing a lot more about it in this country with Edgar Cayce, who is channeling from people's Akashic records, and he did a lot of work with that. But it's part of the old esoteric knowledge that each one of us has our divine soul. I almost call it a book because I think of it as like the old Alexandrian library in Egypt. And so I go in and I find my book, and I can see in my book, it's my book of all the entire history of all of my incarnations. Every time I've been incarnated into a body, I have this record that I can access. And so another way to think of it is a tapestry with all the small strings, or as a web. The weaver weaves the web. And as a practitioner, the information that I need to identify someone is their name now, that they go by now, their name that they were given at birth, their date of birth, and their place of birth. And that helps me identify them in the record. So while I'm going in, doing a meditation sequence or a visualization, if you will, to go into the record, I'm looking specifically for those four pieces of information, and I'm using another form of dowsing with a pendulum to get yes and no answers while I'm doing that. So do I have this person? Have I located them in the Akashic record? do I have them confused with anyone else living or dead? So I want to make sure that I've got exactly their record and that I'm giving them the exact correct information. And then after that, we look to make sure that their soul actually is seeking assistance, because there's some reasons why souls might not seek assistance at the time. They might think that that's what they want and they've come to me to ask for that. But there may be some major changes going on for them right now, and it's just not possible because the energy is shifting too much for me to be able to accurately access the record. And so at that point, the reading would stop. But if that's not the case and they are seeking assistance and there's no blocks to truth, because we look for that too, if there's any blocks to truth, then we continue on with the reading at that point. So but each one of us has this big tome that we've got of all the incarnations we've ever had. It's just amazing, amazing information that we can access.
Well, the first time I ever heard about the Akashic Record, I've read about it, was in Dolores Cannon. Do you know her? Dolores Cannon?
I do.
I listened to some of her. She wrote this great book before she passed, and that's when she really talked about it. And it was about, death and dying and all these people who'd been on the other side and came back and told all this stuff that, was going on. But she talked about the Akashic Record being like a tapestry. So like if you saw a big tapestry on the wall, that was like your life and all these little threads that were in a line time, or, put out there in this tapestry. This was lifetimes after lifetimes. And, she said we have at least 200, everybody at least, and some people more. So why do you think that we have to keep coming back over and over again? Is this just such a great place to live or to work our stuff out, or do you have any ideas about that?
Well, I have, of course, I've read up on a lot of different people's theories on that, and I'll just give you my take on it, what I believe. And I believe that we're here to experience, but we also, as souls, have the ability to choose where it is that we want to go and for what purpose. And I think right now on this particular planet, people are coming here over and over again to help shift the energy, because we got into a little bit of a lower vibration. And there's a lot of shifting that's happening and going on. So we see a lot of, when I'm doing these readings, I'm actually, for Akashic readings, I'm actually finding out for people what their soul group of origination is. So which group, where did they come from? Because not everyone originally incarnated here. They're not an Earth soul necessarily. So a lot of people are coming from other places, like the Pleiades, from Sirius, Arcturian mission realmers, who are actually from an angelic realm that's a parallel dimension. And so they're coming here to help raise the vibration. The other thing that we come here for, though, is to simply have the experience of free will, because not everyone from every star system has that experience of free will that we have here on Earth. So we can choose. We can choose to make choices not in alignment with our divine path and purpose, and we can choose to make choices in alignment with our divine path and purpose, and there's no judgment in that. But because we can have that experience, we come here to simply to have the experience. And some souls on a regular basis come back to experience the same thing over and over again because it's fun. It's kind of an interesting thing. They just like to do it. They like to come here to do that. And then some people are here and continue to be here because there may have been some karmic debt that they worked up in the past life that needs to be worked off. And so they, like the Pleiadian group particularly, has this knack for getting involved with trying to shift negative energy. And then they get into a little bit of trouble and they accrue some karma. And they need to stay here a little bit longer to get rid of that karma, to work that through. And so we see a lot of people that are pleading. We don't see a lot of new people coming here. We see people working off karma, for sure,
okay,
with that group.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness. Well, I love that what you shared about that. And of course, I believe some of that, but you shared more, and so that gives me a better perspective of, what's this lifetime all about. And so we come in here to the vibration, of the planet, so that we can have peace on Earth, and that sounds so awesome to me. And of course, I've always heard, and for a long time, that we would get there, and maybe in my lifetime, I don't know. But anyway, I'm going through a lot of wild and crazy times right now. And what is your take off on the global warming. What do you think about that? Are we going to be able to get that under control? What are you getting, hearing about that?
So one of the messages I've gotten from Spirit related to that, I started asking because we started seeing some really interesting things here happen with the cedar trees. They went through a period back in the fall where a bunch of them just turned like this horrible orange-brown, and I thought they were all dying. And they reminded me that there's definitely a cycle. And so whenever we're dealing with such a huge energetic entity as is the Earth, you know, she has her own sentience, most certainly. So, you know, it's also a cyclical entity. And so we have these ebbs and flows. The way that I would explain global warming is that at this point we're on an upswing, but we've also, you know, she's got a way of getting rid of or moving through, if you want to call it negative energy or disease or things like that. And so we'll continue on this upswing of that warming until things start to balance out, and then it will back off again. And so what I'm getting at this point is that we're almost at that point. We're almost at the point where we're ready for the downswing again.
Good. Mm-hmm. Yes, I've always felt a concern for that, and I remember living in Memphis when I started. Every summer I'm going, it's getting hotter and hotter. What is this? You know, hotter sooner, lasting longer. Mm-hmm. I mean, so much where, and it's hot there. It's like living in New Orleans in the summertime. It really gets hot, but it was so like, you just couldn't stand to be outside. And it was like the sun seemed a lot brighter, you know, than it had ever seen. You just couldn't go without sunglasses. And, of course, you have to have the air conditioning like 24/7 there. But anyway, well, I'm so glad you shared that, because I think everyone needs to know that, hey, we're here, it's going to work out, you know, everything is. And life gets better as we get better. And we're here to hold the light and hold the love.
Right. And the thing about that global warming is the more of us that are here that are actively working on shifting the energy up, the less likely we are to continue the upswing. Because we're working, all of us, to help heal the earth. So the more of us that are here, they're doing that intention, that daily prayer, and shifting the energy, the less likely we are to have a major catastrophe, because we are such powerful beings. We actually do have the power to make that happen.
Okay. I'm agreeing with you. Well, we have several people online, and I'm going to, if you're ready, I would like to bring in the first caller that called earlier. Her name is Amy, and she's from Connecticut. Let me bring her in, okay?
Okay.
Hi, Amy.
Hello. Hi, how are you?
Hi,
Amy.
We're great. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. So I have a question. I'm not sure if you could tap into this. It's with my sister. You're talking a lot about karma, and we are just so opposite, and we're adults, full adults now, well into our 40s, and it's so hard to connect with her. I don't know what you see, like what we were in the past. I don't know what the purpose, I don't know. It's very difficult, so I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah. No, that's okay. Let me just take a second to connect with the energy there.
Sure.
So one of the things that Spirit is relaying, or Spirit Guides are relaying, that the Spirit Guides that have come forward, is that part of the reason for your incarnation together was the contrast itself, because contrast helps us grow. If we didn't have contrast, we wouldn't grow and expand. However,
right.
That contrast and the conflict makes it difficult, especially when we really are wanting or desiring a relationship with that other person, and it just isn't working because
no.
of the difference. Right.
Yeah.
And so let me just ask them if there's anything that you can do to help that, or to bring it back together.
Can you also sense like what it is that's not connecting us? Like, what's the source of this? I know it's a contract, but like, is there something in our energy fields? Like what's making it so difficult? It's like we try so hard to make it work, and it's just not happening.
Okay. So I'm just asking right now whether or not it's not anything to do with your current energy fields. They are saying that it's related to a past life.
Okay.
It is related to a past life. Let me see if I can... So one of the things they're giving me some keywords, and that it is related to a past life, and it's related to a past life where you were incarnated together, and something did happen for her that resulted in her carrying with her this this need, even though she's tried to overcome it. It's almost like this need to be isolated, hard to be apart, because it's a feeling of maybe sometimes we can have something, and I'm not in her particular record, so I'm not going to be giving you information that's. I'm just going to give an explanation.
Okay.
But that what can happen is that sometimes we can have a negative unjustified karma situation where we've maybe already completed something and we continue to carry it with us because we believe, our soul believes that we still have to go through it because we deserved it. Okay.
Okay.
And so that's, so right now they're just giving me a keyword of isolation. So it's something to do with isolation with that past life that the two of you were together. And so she's still dealing with trying to clear that or finish out the karma related to that.
Oh, okay. Okay. So do you see us like becoming, you know, mending things? Is it just free will, basically? I mean, you know, in the sense of free will, in the sense of just kind of like the past is just the past and let's start all over again or, you know, where we can come together.
Right. Right. And so what I'm asking Spirit right now is to let me know whether or not there's the potential, is the energy there for that to resolve in this lifetime, and the energy is there for that to resolve for her in this lifetime, and is the energy there for the two of you to have a close relationship again
in this lifetime,
and the energy is there for that. And so I'm not getting a specific time frame, but the energy is there for that.
So definitely keep working. Okay.
Sorry.
Thank you so much. I just feel so...
You're welcome.
It's such a long drive, but thank you for your time, and I appreciate your show. So.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. You take care.
You too.
Okay, everyone, remember now, if you want to talk to Tracy after the show, if you have a question or, you know, you want to get back in touch with her, you can reach her at 907-306-8315 or go to her website, www.onewithallbeings.com. Okay, that was a great question, and I know that was interesting. Okay, I'm going to bring in the next caller. Now, this is Sophia, and Sophia is from Georgia.
Okay.
Hello. Hi.
Hi, this is Tracy. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Tracy?
Good, thank you. What can I answer for you today?
The question I have for you is, what can I expect upcoming on my own spiritual path?
Okay. All right, let me just get connected with the energy there. Sitting with your spirit guide team, and they're telling me that you actually have 7 primary guides with you. And what I can see behind you right now is that you've actually got, they're kind of in a V formation, but they're also showing me like your wings unfurling. So things are sort of, they're moving quick and taking off. And there may have been sort of a one point or a spiritual turning point for you. Not that it might not have been too recently, but there was a point and you're kind of coming down into more of a balanced energy. So when things shifted for you, they tended to move kind of quick. But it's coming down more into a balanced energy where you're really going to be able to expand out. And they just have big smiles on behind you. Your one guide is sort of right behind you, kind of like they're riding the energy with you of that. And so as you continue to work, it doesn't matter what it is that you do on your spiritual path as long as you feel like it's helping you expand. So it doesn't matter which modality or which thing that you're studying, as long as you feel like it's helping you learn and expand is what they're showing me, because they're really showing me your wings unfurling. And if you're not already working with angels, that's definitely an avenue that you could choose. And what more can I answer for you specifically about your spiritual path?
That's great.
Okay. It's kind of like they're showing you that everything that you're doing right now is taking you right in the right direction. Absolutely. In the right direction. So the energy is just coming down into a more balanced, almost like getting it's almost like us getting used to or assimilating into that energy. So it doesn't mean that it's dropping off, but maybe some things that were shifting really quickly before and we really noticed a lot, we're not having to notice as much because it's just become part of our field because we've raised our vibration.
That makes sense.
Don't worry about losing those things. They're still there for you to notice. It's just not going to be it's not going to affect you the same way that it did right when you were first started on your path.
Thank you very much, Tracy.
You're welcome.
Well, that was great. You know, we always want to feel like, are we on the right path? Is this a pipe dream or something we're wanting? And to have that confirmed is great. Now, when you tap into answering the question, do you have someone specific, a guide or a master that you connect up with, Tracy?
Well, I actually, before I sit down and do readings for people, I call in my own guides. My own guide team is with me, and when I connect in with the energy of other people, I ask their entire team to step forward. So today, I actually specifically asked, I have a spirit helper, Bear. I work with Bear Energy as well, but I asked Bear to come with me and then Raven, because Raven is most definitely the messenger in my pantheon anyway of spirit guides and spirit helpers. So I do have my guide team with me, and I have specifically one particular guide who is always with me. She's part of my higher self team as well, and she helps me basically stay calm and be able to receive the information. Sometimes I get a little, woo, like right now I'm pretty hot. I'm going to have to open the window in a second. All this energy.
Yeah.
Moving, but
I know, and I'm the same way. When I do readings, sometimes I can just feel myself getting a flush with it. It's like they get so excited. They want to share all this information with us because we're a channel for them to do that now. Mm-hmm. You're just doing a great job on your readings. I want to bring in, we've got another person online. Now, this is Tanika, okay. And she is, bring her in. Hi, Tanika.
Hi. She's from New York. I forgot to put that in there.
Okay.
New York. Excellent. Hi, Tanika. What can we talk about today?
Hi. I would like to talk about, for me, love and having children and moving away, love and relationship and children and moving away. Will you see for me?
Okay. Sure. Is there somebody that you're considering being in a relationship currently?
I am not in one. I'm not in a relationship right now, but there is someone from my past that I still hope for this with. I still have feelings for, but we aren't together right now.
Okay. Let me just connect him with the energy there. Okay. What I'm doing is I just connected in with your spirit guides, and you have six on your guide team right now. They're currently with you, and what they're showing me is that the energy behind you is definitely flowing and moving, so I don't see any blocks or any place like that. So that's one of the very first things I look for, is just to make sure that we don't have to maybe discover what's blocked up related to the question. I don't see anything like that at all. But there's definitely time to get things a bit uplifted. So let me ask some specific questions now that your spirit guide team's come forward. So is there a potential for a relationship in the highest good for Tamika coming up soon? I get a yes. As that was someone that she already knows, and I'm getting a no. And so in about how many weeks would that be happening? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So I'm getting about 10 weeks or so. And now the other thing I wanted to ask was very specifically, so I'm getting that this So there is someone coming in that would be in the highest good for you, or for the both of you, meaning that it would be a really great complementary relationship that comes with all of those things in about 10 weeks or so. And so you'd ask, because there is somebody that you know that you're not currently in a relationship with, is a relationship with that person in your highest good at this time? And I'm actually getting a no for that. Now, that doesn't mean we can't choose to be in a relationship. It just means that there'll be some major challenges with it along the way as far as the energy. So, but at this point, I'm getting a no for that. That other relationship would not be in the highest good for you at this point. And you did mention something about moving, about potentially relocating.
Yeah.
Okay. And so, and so I was just asking whether or not the information that I'm getting right now is that a move for you would be in your highest good to another, potentially to another state, but it would be to an adjacent state to where you are, so it wouldn't be that far of a move. There's a potential for that there for you as well. And is that where you would meet that other person? So that's where the potential is, to meet that other person that would be coming in about 10 weeks. Now, as far as children are concerned, is there potential to have children in this potential new relationship? Yes, for sure. Are there any blocks or obstacles to you being able to have children? I'm getting a no right now. So that would be entirely up to you as far as how many children you might want in that relationship.
Mm. All right. And they don't say anything about me reconnecting or the person from my past in me?
Let me just ask one more time about that.
Would his name help? Because, I've been in more than one relationship.
Sure. If you've got his name, that would be great.
Okay, his name is Nick.
Okay. So what they're telling me when I ask a little bit more specifically, that there's the opportunity there for you to have that relationship again, but when I ask, is it in your highest good too, Spirit is telling me no. So again, that would be your choice, whether or not you wanted to pursue that relationship, but the opportunity will be there for that, even though it might not be in the highest good for you or for either of you.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I won't pursue him. I'm not going to pursue him. I was just seeing if he would come back on his own, but I won't be pursuing him. But okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess.
I know that's. Go ahead.
If you don't see anything else for me, I guess, I'm thankful for what you told me.
Sure. So your spirit guides have come forward again, and the message that I'm getting for you is that just know, just believe. Believe that what it is you want will happen. Focus on that, and they're right there helping lift you up. Focus on that love. Focus on what it is that you want from these relationships, from your life, for your career, for the move, for children, and they will help support you getting that. They're showing me the energy behind you, just lifting right up. Just lifting right up. Absolutely.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Do you have any more questions that I can help you with?
How long does it say that it will take for me to leave here and move?
I'm just going to check for you. 3, 4. So they're actually saying fairly quickly, so in about 10 or 11 weeks, so in about a 3-month range of time to shift and move, which coincided with the potential new relationship as well.
Is it going to be because of that relationship?
No. No, I think the relationship is a consequence of the move, actually, is what they're telling me right now.
And I'm going to be close to where I live now. I'm going to be like, because...
Within a state over, and I'm not sure where you are within New York, but you'll be close, like in the same grouping of states, in the Atlantic states.
There. And what is... And what do they say, like, anything about Nick? Like, if he's going to step forward or come back anytime soon or anything like that?
And so they're giving me about 12 weeks or so. So it would be around the same time frame of potentially moving for the energy to be there for that.
And so they're saying he's going to come forward.
Right, and then you would then have the opportunity to choose whether or not, you know, the energy is there for the relationship to happen again or for the reconnection. But again, Spirit saying that it may not be in your highest good for you at this time. But the move, most definitely, that move opens up all of the opportunity for the other relationship that is in your highest good for the person that you haven't met yet.
Can they tell me anything about the person that I haven't met? Like how, you know... describe him kind of thing, like how I recognize him and his age and his background, maybe his name.
Sure.
Like, or any description, like body or whatever. Not that that matters. I'm just saying. Just wanted to
sure,
just asking.
Let me see if I can get a little bit more.
I'm just trying to see like a visual. Yeah.
So what they're telling me is that for age, he'd be between the ages of 30 and 35, probably closer to that midpoint, around 33, 3 years old. So, I'm getting not more than 6 feet, but taller than average height. So a little bit less than 6 feet. And they're not really giving me anything more specific than that. But between the ages of 30 and 35, will he be someone that you meet at work, on the job? I'm getting a potential yes for that as well.
You know,
and so
Go ahead.
I was going to say that the energy of him sounds, or it feels like the energy of this person that's coming in, it feels more like... he's just got a really bright, sunny disposition. So somebody that maybe has a good sense of humor, but knows boundaries, so that knows not when to go, you know, not stepping over the line, so not crude or crass humor, but very jovial kind of a person, always helpful, kind of like even they're showing me bright colors, like someone who's not afraid to wear yellow or something like that. You know, some gentlemen won't wear pink or yellow or things like that, but he'll wear those bright colors. And I see a button-down shirt, and I can see, you know, nice trouser pants, but not a blazer or anything over that. So not too, kind of more casual, but not too, it's put together, we'll say, but not over the top.
Hmm. Nick sounds like the way Nick was. He was like that. He was in that age range, and he was like that, but okay.
Well, we have a couple more people online. Let's go ahead and, Tanika, I'm sure this angel is going to show up in your life. And if you would like to talk further with Tracy, you can call her at 907-306-8315.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Welcome. Thank you, Tanika.
Thank you, Tracy.
You know, I love it when people call in, and if we have time, I'll let them ask several questions. Most of the time, people only have time to ask one question, but we do have one more caller, and we've got less than 9 minutes, so Annie is screening the caller right now. Let's see if they do have a question for us. Okay.
Okay, we have Jackie Boyd from Arkansas.
Okay. Hi, Jackie.
Hi. How are you, Tracy? How are you, Pam?
Good. How are you?
I'm really good. Getting better every day. Thank you. So I've had some health issues lately, and I wanted to know, could you look and see how much longer that's going to go on, or what is my next step most needed to take?
Okay. Our time frame. Let me just key into that energy there for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. So I've asked one of your spirit guides to step forward, and they're really helping me see what's going on with the energy behind you and everything. So the energy, you know, you have 5 guides with you currently, and the way that the pattern is set up behind you is that they've really been trying to help lift you up, but at this point everything that's happened for you, they're kind of showing me that you're really tired and you're sitting. And so you're sitting down and they're kind of having to, not that they have to push, because this isn't something that you want them to have to do, because I already know that just from the question, but that's the feeling that they're giving me, is that this has been a big push. And so I'm asking them right now how long it will be until you're back on the upswing as far as your health, how long until these things have been resolved for you. I have some... Okay. So what they're giving me for a time frame right now, when I'm dousing using the pendulum for that, they're letting me know that you have just a couple more months of things are already starting to kind of shift up a little bit. You really start to see more of a change at about the 5 month mark from now. So when you get to about 5 months from now, really your energy is going to start coming back. You'll start feeling like you can go out and do some of the things you were doing before. You really started trying to figure out what the illness was. And when you hit about the year mark, that's when it's pretty much completely resolved. So a year from now, about, you'll have almost complete resolution, as much as it's the energy that's there for that at this point. What are some things that you can do to really, you know, are there any things that you can do to really help speed up that process, is what I'm asking for now. And so what they're showing me are ways to open up. They're actually showing me ways to open up the brain, which gives me the third eye and the crown chakra, as well as the heart, but also connecting back to roots and community as well, to make sure that all of the energy is flowing. So do you currently have a meditation practice or prayers or things that you're saying on a daily basis?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever done a meditation where you visualized all of the chakras, the energy circles in the body opening and all of the energy flowing through
you?
Okay. Okay, good. Because that's definitely going to help with that.
Okay, I can step that up.
Okay. Yeah, you have one guide specifically right behind you that's kind of showing me where things are really seem to be... the energy seems to be more of a, I don't want to say congealed, that's the word that's coming to me right now, but that's more blocked up around head and shoulders. And so they're showing me some darkness there. So really focusing on opening up the heart and bringing the energy all the way up through and connecting to spirit overhead to get that part really flowing again and the balance back in, and to really focus there when you're doing that meditation would be really helpful. But you've got one spirit guide right behind you with a hand on each shoulder, and they're really there hoping to support you. So calling on them also when you're doing the meditation, calling in their assistance when you're doing that meditation for healing. Also.
All right, I can do that.
Okay.
Right, thank you very much.
Anything You're welcome. Else? Thank you.
Well, that was great. Thank you for calling, Jackie. We love it when you get online, honey. She's. House and is supporting the the show. All right, we have one more caller. We've got about 4 minutes, so let's bring Crystal in. She'll be our last caller. She's from Connecticut. Hi, Crystal.
Hello, ladies. How are you doing tonight?
Good. How are you?
I'm okay. Thank you.
Okay. What can we answer for you today?
Well, actually, my spouse, he did an interview to do to go on a job in Tasmania, Australia, on last Monday. They told him that they would call him back for a second interview last week, but he has not received a call back as yet. So we just wanted to know, because he's actually spent money to actually did the interview.
Oh, wow. Okay. Let me just key in with that energy there.
Mm-hmm.
And what's his name?
Michael.
Michael. Okay. So what Spirit's giving me for an answer for that is that they will call, and I'm not sure why they haven't called you yet. They definitely really liked you in the interview. I think there were some other candidates that they also liked. It sounds like to me what Spirit's telling me is that they offered to someone else who accepted, but they're not going to work out, and so he may get the call for the second interview. I'm getting about 3 weeks.
Okay.
Okay, but it's the energy still definitely there for this particular company. Would it be a good fit? Yes, absolutely, it would be a good fit, is what Spirit's telling me at this time.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Is it possible for you guys to, like, I don't know if you have time to do some kind of Reiki treatment over the phone or something?
Actually, let me just send Michael. When's Michael's birthday?
September 2nd, 1987.
Okay. Let me just send him some quick positive energy that direction for him, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay. So I just sent him some really beautiful golden light, and my focus was manifestation, so that he manifests, you know, he's able to better to manifest all the things that he is wanting to manifest with this job and with this opportunity.
Okay. All right. Thank you, ladies, so much. I know time is going, so thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much. Goodbye. Have a good night.
You too.
Well, that was great. Again, I want to remind everyone, if you want to get in touch with Tracy after the show, or if you call in and want to listen again, this show will be in the on-demand section, not just a few minutes after we end today. But Tracy's website is www.onewithallbeings.com, and her phone number is 907-306-8315. And I wanted to ask Annie if she had a question, if there was something that she wanted to ask you. We always like to see what's going on with us too. I've been talking to someone else that called in.
Yes.
Oh.
I was screening that call. Yes, honey, I would love for you to just see what if the gods have any messages for me. That would be wonderful.
Sure, absolutely. So, Annie, what I can see around you right now, what you guys are showing me, are clouds. It's almost like the sky's the limit, is what I would say from that, and that the energy of that air energy, is it moves through really quickly, and there's a lot of intuitive and logic process that happens with that. And so what they're showing me, instead of giving me necessarily a verbal message, is just that it's all about what you think. So every thought you think becomes reality. And so think the good thoughts. Continue to think those
good, wonderful thoughts that you've been thinking, because stuff is just going to start happening for you. It happens a lot quicker when that air energy is there, and I'm really seeing that cloud and sky energy behind you right now.
Wow. That's awesome.
That is.
Awesome.
Well,
got a lot of things in the works, so thank you.
Yes.
You're welcome.
You know, we do have one more caller, and we're still online. I mean, this can go on. I mean, anybody that's in the chat room, they will attend it there, but we've still got this. Let's bring Brandy in. Brandy, you have one question. Do it really quick because I'm getting ready to end the show, but we're glad you called in. Hi, Brandy. She's from Texas.
Hi, I was wondering if – hi. Yeah, I was wondering if I could get an energy reading.
An energy reading? Sure. Let me just key in for you right now, and I'll take a look and see what I can see as far as your aura.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. So what I'm seeing right now is first thing I always ask for is for your spirit guides to come forward. And you do have six guides with you. And what they're showing me is that the energy is actually pretty even right now. So things are just evenly kind of moving forward, fairly smooth. I don't see many, many bumps in the road. And when I'm looking at your aura, what I see is that there are two sections. So most of us when we are people that are, not most of us, but everyone has seven layers, their field that correspond to seven layers of the chakras. And so when we're looking at an aura of somebody that's completely balanced, which, let me tell you, it's hardly ever do we see somebody completely balanced all the time, 100% of the time, it looks a little bit more like an egg surrounding people. So it's, and what I'm seeing for you right now is that it's almost like two triangles. So you've got a top and bottom triangle. So the top triangle goes from your head down to about, it kind of splits at your solar plexus, and then from your solar plexus down to the feet. And so what that's, and what I'm seeing also is that it's sort of light on the top and darker on the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that lets me know, or how I would interpret that, is that you're utilizing a lot of energy at the solar plexus, so at the willpower, will center, but the energy is not flowing in both directions well. And you tend to use more of the energy in the top or top half of your body, more of the logic energy, but also the heart energy, which is, you know, more of the expanded part of where your aura is right now. And so what I would suggest is that if you're looking for a meditation to do a chakra opening meditation, if you can, you know, to find one, you may be able to from a Reiki site on the internet, but to focus on helping that energy move both ways back and forth. Because when you've got more of a denser energy on the bottom half, what it's telling me is that there's a lot less connection to root, or that maybe we're you know, and that's our root chakra and our second chakra. So our root chakra really connects us with our really basic survival needs. And it also connects us with community. So we can see breaks in those chakras or less energy moving if we've had maybe some instances where we've had a grief process happen, we've had to all of a sudden be uprooted from our home, we had to move without wanting to, things like that, or things where we might see that. But second chakra is also a creative center. And so even though your will center is working pretty well at the solar plexus level as far as manifestation, if you don't have the creative fire, which you may for some things, but not for all things, then it all needs to work together. And so that's what I would say there as far as the energetics. But they're also showing me that that the top of you, I can see you expanding out on the top as well, and that tells me that you're also a very empowered person. And so that's a good thing. And that's a good thing. I can see
right.
I can see your self-empowerment there. It's just when we when we're looking at that and looking at the way that the energy is distributed throughout the chakra and the aura, the chakra system and the aura, is to try to balance it a little bit more so that you're utilizing all the energy centers within that empowerment, because you'll be able to manifest things so much quicker that way.
So the first, second, third need work.
Right, and it's mostly just moving the energy. It's reconnecting to Earth and to Source, and making sure the energy is flowing bidirectional, so that the energy is flowing up from the ground, all the way up through the top of the head, and then from spirit or from sky, all the way down through the body, and letting that energy mingle, and so that each one
that's
of the chakras is open.
That's probably why I feel floaty sometimes. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and it could be yeah. Go ahead.
Interesting. Yeah, well, that makes a lot of sense.
Okay. Yeah, and
yeah,
the blockups
thank
in you're welcome, absolutely. In that lower area are going to, you know, if the energy is really dense there might be some more difficulty with women's issues, you know, with period problems and things like that, or even digestion that get kind of blocked up or banged up in that area. But with the top, you know, the top of everything being so light, that feeling of maybe not ungroundedness or not being connected or things like that can happen.
So like the fifth and the sixth and the seventh are open, but I'm kind of at the fourth and down kind of not flowing as well, I guess.
Right. It's almost like when I see the outside of your aura, you're utilizing the energy in a big triangle. So you've got a top and a bottom, but it cuts almost right through the middle of that solar plexus chakra where the energy is. Yeah.
Yeah, I've had that problem for a while, I think. And that makes sense. So, okay, I'll work on that.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Tracy, honey, what a great evening. I've loved everything you shared with everyone, and I know they have too. You're an excellent intuitive reader. Do you have any closing remarks, something you'd like to leave with us at the end of the program?
Sure, absolutely. Well, first I just want to give you a shout-out, and thank you so much for allowing me to be on the show. This is such a great, fantastic experience for me, and I got to talk to so many really great people and share some great information. And I think the one thing that I'd like to leave everyone listening to the show with is that, you know, it really is that when I was talking to Annie, every thought we think creates our reality. And so to always live with intention, whether we're living it with intention through dreaming, with just our everyday lives, what is it that we want out of life, and to just go ahead and go for that and keep it in the positive, always thinking about what it is that we want and sending that out to the universe and not looking back. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much.
Yes.
And I want to thank everyone for calling in this evening. And we're going to have a great guest on our show next week, Debbie Barman. So please call in every Monday. We're here. That's 6:30 Central Standard Time, 4:30 Pacific Coast Time. Annie, did you want to say something in closing?
Just thanks again, Tracy, for an awesome show.
Thank you.
Have a great week.